SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Clemson freshman offensive lineman Easton Ware out for the season. Barnes and Williams to be determined for this week. Clemson LSU, 10.4 million viewers. South Carolina Virginia Tech, 5.4. And NFL kicks off tonight. Dallas at Philly. A busy Thursday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, September the 4th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com will be here. Looking forward to that at 8:05 this morning. I can't wait to talk to Paul about recruiting and about the Clemson LSU game and moving forward. We'll do that at 8:05 this morning. And talk some college football today, some NFL today, Major League Baseball. Going to review and preview, and still a lot to do. And the guy's going to guide it to us today. They got us to land this plane safely. Morgan Thomas, the Morgan Thomas Show. Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
The old happy days are here again. Look over there, and I see MT of the MT Show, the pilot over there.
Happy to be back.
How are you, man?
At least for one night.
Yeah, how are
one
you?
One morning. I'm doing well.
Awesome. How's that alarm clock this morning?
Oh, you know what? It never gets easier.
No.
You know, I don't like to wake up and see the 4 in front.
Yeah, that's tough. That's pretty tough.
Not my favorite.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. How's life?
You have to have, like, multiple alarms. Do you do that? I have multiple alarms with multiple sounds. Like, they get more annoying as I get closer to the deadline.
I hit the snooze, let me see, one, two, I hit the snooze 3 times, but I set it 30 minutes in advance. I don't have multiple alarms, but I got this little whoop thing on my thing now, telling me how I'm sleeping on, and it's got to vibrate. That's really all I need, because, I mean, you know, vibrate your arm, wakes you up. I could turn my other alarm off.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I always worry that vibrate only would not wake me up.
Yeah, you know, and the batteries on it and all that kind of
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, so, yeah. You ever, like, does it wake your wife up, too, or is she already up?
No, she's not already up, and the kids know they're pretty heavy sleepers. I don't think it does. I mean, I sneak right on out.
You do the tiptoe.
Oh,
you sneak around.
Tiptoe, yes. Got the clothes laid out in the other room and everything. I'm now. My dad was the opposite. My dad would have back in the days. He turns on the lights, whistles.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. He'd got everybody up through all that.
Whistle.
So. Oh, he'd be whistling around, turn the music up loud.
I think wife would throw something at me if I started doing stuff like that.
Oh yeah. How's the family? Everybody good?
They're doing good, you know, school getting underway, and it's my daughter, she's in 5th grade now, so last year of elementary school, it's different, you know?
Nice.
It's just pretty cool.
Last year of elementary school, where'd that go?
You know? Yeah, I mean, it goes by fast, doesn't it?
No doubt. How did our Mickey P QB Challenge work out?
The QB Challenge that I called in on Friday, you know, Sam picked Josh Hoover, the furry.
Yes.
And he won that week. So, 284 yards.
All right.
I picked Cade Klubnik. I lost. 230. Still not that bad, but kind of behind, you know. And you picked Chandler Morris, 264. So Sam's got an early lead, but not a huge lead like what you used to do to me.
Yeah, oh, you used to crush you through all that. Yeah, everybody knew
so,
that.
So, you know, I mean, at least I'm not already in a 200-yard deficit week one. I don't know what we're going to do. You know, does it not seem like this year's quarterbacks are a little bit meh?
Well, in week one, I mean, Slayton didn't do anything, and Manning didn't do anything, and Cade didn't do a whole lot, and Sellers was kind of, on paper, they all look great in the preseason, but defense kind of had their way a little bit in week one.
So which one do you give the blame to? Is it the quarterback? Is it the defense?
I think it's just the idea that defenses are always ahead of the – not always, usually ahead of the offenses this time of year.
But, you know, it's time to overreact.
Oh, sure.
That's the good part about the first part of the season.
Overreact with a very small sample size.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And then we'll adjust. Now, this week won't give us too many adjustments. I mean, this week you've got, you know, last week you had three screens on at the same time.
Okay.
This week you just don't have that. Maybe Illinois-Duke is something to watch. We might learn something in that game. Matter of fact, we will. We'll learn something in that game. Iowa State will learn something. Baylor-SMU, those are the three of the four noon games. Virginia-NC State's one. We'll learn something there. Maybe UConn-Syracuse?
I don't think you can sell me on that one. You sell me on the other ones.
Well,
UConn-Syracuse?
Syracuse is only 6.5-point favorite. UConn's pretty good. UConn had their largest crowd in forever.
Is this on basketball?
No,
not basketball. Football. Okay.
So, like, Ohio State plays Grambling, and Georgia plays Austin Peay. And man, we might learn a little bit about Oklahoma State and Oregon State. But Oregon. Oregon's a 28.5-point favorite.
App State Lindenwood?
No.
How about that?
Never heard of her.
I don't know that one either.
Troy and Clemson won't tell us anything. Ole Miss is going to rout Kentucky. Take the lay the 9.5 in that one. Maybe Kansas, Missouri, but even then, you see what I'm saying? I mean, Oklahoma, Michigan's the game of the week, but there's really not that many good games. Next week's great. This week, South Carolina State, you know? So maybe Mississippi State and Arizona State, maybe. Vanderbilt, Virginia Tech, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But just not that many games out there that you get all that excited about. Can I quickly just look forward to next week?
You're gonna just pass up this whole week to move?
Nah, this week's, yeah.
All right, move on. Week three, give it to me. What you got?
Week three, yeah. Vanderbilt, South Carolina. Arkansas, Ole Miss, maybe. Clemson and Georgia Tech. Wideout game. I'm
just
going to
learn
you
something right there.
Right now, Clemson's a 9.5-point favorite. I don't see that.
Clemson's schedule this year much more difficult.
Yeah, well, because you know you lay an egg like you did last week. All those games are in play now.
Well, I mean, I felt like even before that game, it was
that's a good point.
I mean, you're going to Georgia Tech, you're going to Louisville on a Friday night. Yeah. That one's scary to me too. Yeah. Florida State, man. Hey,
remember when you weren't scared of that though?
Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, he looked good. The Gus.
Would
bus.
You have rather had Gus Malzahn Saturday than Garrett Riley?
Of course, run the football.
I mean, Florida State's pretty happy right now.
Well, they should. Texas said, no, Mickey, we're not doing this. We're not skipping Saturday. Well, again, there's just no good game Saturday. You got one or two games I'm excited about. Whereas next week, again, I'm not skipping it. But you got Georgia-Tennessee next week.
I think you're skipping it. I think you're going to be taking naps.
No, I'll be at the Clemson game. It's my daughter's first game at Clemson.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
She'll love it, I'm sure.
Now, we strategize on this thing. All right? Got two parking passes. So that way, my wife can take Isla out to the car at halftime and go home. And me and Drake can stay for the whole game. So we got that.
Nice.
But look, next week, I mean, again, Tennessee and Georgia Tech and Clemson. South Florida look good. They play Miami. Like, that game's in play. Florida, LSU next week. Texas A&M, Notre Dame next week. Like, there's some games, man. There's some games next week. This week, Yeah, we're on to week three. What are we going to do in segment two today?
Segment two, man. You know what? I'm gonna have to think of it on the fly.
Okay, all right.
Did you know that like I was like the closer. Yeah, I think Walt would love to hear this, but I was probably like the 15th choice. You know, I got the last call. Ben said, "Hey."
So nobody else wanted to do it.
He thought I was flying, which I was flying.
Yeah.
But so he texted me. I was up in the air, and
you get texts up in the air.
Well, you know, it depends. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, and you don't always know if you can text back. And then I was doing some maneuvers and stuff. So anyways, I landed. I had a great landing. So you know what happens when you have a great landing? You go get you some ice cream.
Oh,
so
you
I got some ice cream. Yeah. Well, at least I do. That's my thing.
I know she packed on some pounds over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, it's good stuff because my landings are great. Yeah. So I got some ice cream. And then I went home and then I texted him. I said, you still need somebody for Mickey's show? Because I forgot.
Well, it's hard getting somebody to work with me, man. It is so hard. Nobody. It's like what the judge sentences you to, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was like, yes, yes, please. So, you know, I will get you something. We have something to talk about.
Oh,
I just don't know. Are you over the complaints?
No.
You're not over the complaints?
No, still a lot to complain about.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if that's still on the table, I mean, it is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Usually on Thursday, you kind of move forward to the next thing.
Yeah, but...
How about that?
I'm going to tell you right now. I've told a bunch of people this. I had a huge expectation. It came in, you laid an egg.
You're wallowing in this one.
Oh, yeah.
And you're okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with it, but
Let's
I'm just going to
jump back in the mud.
I got to be honest with you. Yeah.
You know what? I'll give you an aspect of what I want to see Saturday. All right, at least that.
All right, let's do that.
I'll give you some of that.
Let's do that. Dallas and Philly tonight. You gonna watch this one? Oh, by the way, you got softball. You still doing that or not?
No, my daughter. She moved. She's trying volleyball this year.
Nice. Are you coaching anything? You doing that?
I'm not. I was not allowed to coach. You know, after like 6 years of coaching.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you.
She's
I'm
like,
sorry.
I don't want you to coach.
So no coaching for you.
Yeah, she's like, Dad, please just let me.
So you gonna watch in Dallas and Philly tonight? No, no college tonight. Got NFL tonight. You watching that?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I forgot to tell you this. Yesterday, I had two major goals in my life. Well, in the grand scheme of things, you know, we'll prepare to meet God and be a good father, good husband. But in my sports world,
mm-hmm.
had two major goals that I hadn't accomplished yet. Number one, and still hadn't accomplished this, I want to throw out a first pitch. Little league game, I don't care. T-ball game. I don't care. Never thrown out a first pitch before. Have you?
No, but you mean a T-ball game?
I don't care. Major League Baseball, if the Braves want me to do it, in the World Series, I'll do it. If the T-ball
Even the Braves.
Game, anybody. Braves aren't going to the World Series, but I mean anybody, yeah. Right?
Thanks for reminding.
All right, the Greensboro Grasshoppers and the and the Columbus Clippers.
I mean, all the connections you have. I mean,
you would think by now.
Graham Neff hasn't picked up on the
You would think.
This, you know?
I mean, softball, something.
Come on, Graham.
Something, right? But that's still out there.
Do they do a first pitch on? Yeah, they do. I guess for.
Oh, they got guys out there. Well, you got to give them about $25 million. They can let you throw the first pitch. I'm not doing that. I don't have $25 million. You give them enough money, you can do anything you want to do. Anyway.
Well, I guess that's true. That's in a lot of things.
Anyway, the other one I did yesterday was a mascot. Yesterday I was a Forest Acres Elementary. Forest Panther. I was Forest the Panther yesterday.
Are you supposed to say that? That's like...
Well, that's before school.
You're not supposed
starts.
To give away
it's before school
that
starts.
You were the Panther.
All right. I'm going to send these to you right now. All right. I'm going to send these to you, and I want your organic...
You're not supposed to show that until you graduate.
No, no. Here you go. Got it right here. Watch this. I'm going to send this to you during the show right now. I'm going to text this to you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to get your organic thought on this. Let me know when you get these. I'll just text them to you. By the way, Major League Baseball... That was when Easton Ware is out. We don't know about Barnes and Williams yet for the weekend. Easton Ware out for the season. And I got the TV stuff for Clemson, LSU, and South Carolina, Virginia Tech. And have the TV stuff for Ohio State and Texas. We'll give you all those numbers coming out of week one. Did you get it yet?
Yeah.
All right, what do you think?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is definitely a Panther.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even tell it's you.
Oh, no, you can't. What's crazy is like I was posing for pictures, and I was smiling every time.
Really?
Like, yeah. It's like you can't see it, and you're like, I could have been frowning, I could have been sticking my tongue out. Nobody would have known. But it was hot in there, dude. It was so stinking hot. So, but I put that one to bed. I don't have to be a mascot ever again.
Is that the principal?
No, that's my wife.
But is that assistant principal?
Assistant principal. And my son. In there. So,
about to say, you're a little close to the principal there.
Yeah. Well, she's close to me. Can't keep her hands off of me. Can you blame her? So a lot to get into today. I'm looking forward to it. So in segment two, we're going to talk about what you want to see this week from Clemson against Troy.
Yeah. I could go full in on all my complaints, but I have aired mine on Locked On Clemson, and I've aired mine on the Morgan Thomas Show. Okay. So you know where I stand.
All right.
I told you before we got in here, I do feel it's a little bit of a ceiling more than a hump.
Yeah.
What's weird to me is that we set it up. We hyped it up. I mean, I can understand where fans would be frustrated because, man, I bought into the hype. I hyped it up. I said, this is it. This is Cade's contract year. This is Clemson. A lot, not just Cade, but a lot of players' contract year to show what they can do to get to the NFL.
Yeah, $4 million, right? Four millionaires over there. Cade.
Yeah,
Peter
millions.
Woods.
Millions.
T.J. Parker and Antonio Williams. Anybody do anything? Williams got hurt. Anybody else do anything?
Yeah.
Big hat, no cattle. I'm not over that. I'm not over that. I had huge expectations, and he came. I thought they'd be elite, and they're not elite. They laid an egg.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not over that. Sorry. And you know what? I won't be over it until you beat South Carolina and Columbia.
Wow. You're going to be.
Yeah.
You're going to be holding this until November 29th?
Yep. There'll be steps in there. And it's like a step-down unit. It'll be incremental steps. Right now, I'm an ICU. I'll go to the step-down units. I'm holding on to it. I mean, what else? I'm supposed to get excited because I beat Boston College? Because I beat Troy, all of a sudden, oh, everything's fixed to beat Troy. Everything's fixed. No, it's not. No, you had a chance, man.
We already went
and
through that.
And the thing is,
jump.
You talked all this positivity. Like, oh, it's going to be great. Kay this and Woods this. Like, no.
And you already did that to us. You did that to us. We're jaded now, Mickey. Jaded.
It's for the last 5 years. You lost your opener, and all of a sudden, now all that's months and months and months of anticipation, and now you're 0-1. Laying eggs.
Last year, what'd they do? They came out and dropped almost 400 yards on App State, or passing, you know? It's like...
It's App State!
Exactly. So I'm not going to be super pumped about what you're going to do this weekend.
Nope.
Go ahead and put 400 up.
Yeah, what? So what? Short break. We'll come back. I want to tell you about my friends at Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. If you need a Will Clinton on Mondays and Tuesdays, tell me every single time I do the ad and talk about how you got to have three estimates when you're talking about buying a house. Start the process with them. Take care of it. It's our great friends over at Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. The best rates in the world are at Prime Lending. You're going to love it. It's Prime Lending. Let them do the customer service deal. Is going to knock your socks off, man. You're going to love dealing with these people. Makes it easy. Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Segment two of Morgan Thomas right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm. located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men, men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Ingles. Man, there's some awesome things going on at Ingles right now. And we love Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love the Ingles Advantage card. Morgan, I would tell you what to go get at Ingles, like the crab cakes like I had this weekend. I would tell you to go get the coconut cream pies in the bakery. I'd go tell you to go get the thick-cut pork chops, thick-cut steaks, filet mignons there. I'd tell you to go get the delis egg salads, the chicken salads. I tell you, go get the hot bar or the salad bar. I tell you, they got the great beer section over there and that cooler right here at Clemson. I tell you, go get your gas over there and your Starbucks over there. Fact is, though, you don't listen to me. So, really, there's no sense in me doing any of that. Love Ingles. I'm looking right now at boneless sirloin steaks on sale. I'm looking right now at some assorted bone-in pork chops on sale right now. A little Mayfield ice cream on sale right now. Absolutely love it. Love Ingles. Go by and see those great folks. I told you I zipped in and zipped out on Sunday, man. At halftime of the South Carolina game, I left as the field goal went through, and I was back for opening kickoff of the second half. Love the convenience of our friends at Ingles. Segment two of Mr. Morgan Thomas.
You know, before we went on break, we talked about what will it take for you to get over this. Texter gets in and says, oh, I'm not getting over this until there's a blowout in Columbia. So it's not just a win in Columbia.
No, I don't need a blowout.
You don't need a blowout?
No.
But you're going to let this fester until November 20th. That's how frustrated you are with the loss. Well, I mean.
Not just the loss.
Is that the only way to recover from this?
Losing 4 out of 5 openers and like having the entire momentum of the season have to restart.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, all right, you're an F1 fan. You're a your guy is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, hey, you don't have to explain it because it's Ferrari. It's Ferrari. It's, you know, you get all this hype. You get Lewis Hamilton. You got Charles Leclerc, two of the best drivers.
Yeah.
And then you lay eggs still. They can't get out of their own way.
So you wait all this offseason, get all excited about it, and you come out and you lay egg in the
race.
And
it happens. If you're a Ferrari fan, you know exactly what it's like.
I mean, Daytona 500, very first week, next thing you know, for opening week, of the, and you crash out, and you won't finish in the top 25.
I mean, yeah, to me, I get it. Troy, not going to be the game to get it back. Georgia Tech shouldn't be either. Syracuse, North Carolina, Boston College, SMU, you know, Duke. You know, I mean, you need to win those games. I'm not going to say I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to say I'm not going to want them to win.
No. And look, this season, it's long. You got a long season, and you got to do an awful lot to get better every single week. But the question was taking the taste out of your mouth?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's going to take a long time.
It's
going to
take
time.
A whole season now. Especially
well,
to Brian.
A lot of that depends.
Brian Kelly, too. You know, like that you lost.
What a turd sandwich.
You lost to Brian, a guy you can't really, like, he's so untrustworthy.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's such a weird.
So guy. Let me just get this to you here. Like, nothing can happen this week to make you feel any better. Nothing. Sorry. You beat him 88 to nothing. I'm not going to feel any better.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. You go down to Georgia Tech and you win, and Tech might be ranked then. How far is Tech? Bear with me a second here. How far is Georgia Tech outside the rankings? I doubt they're going to be ranked. They should be. Georgia Tech is ranked 28. So, you know, maybe three teams lose. Georgia Tech might be ranked. But a win in Atlanta, would start to help the healing process.
But not like a by the skin of your teeth kind of thing.
No, I'll take skin of your teeth in Atlanta.
You'll take skin of your teeth?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that would just fester even more. Frustration. So just kind of keep them lingering.
Next 3 weeks, I need to look impressive against Syracuse, North Carolina on the road, Boston College on the road. Like, that's important to look better there. And that might be one you start talking about style points a little bit. I don't need style points at Georgia Tech. I need to win. SMU at home, you know, who knows what's going to happen between SMU now and then. SMU between now and then, oh, by the way, they're ranked right now. They've got Baylor this week. Missouri State at TCU is going to be a big game for SMU. It's a rivalry game. Syracuse and Stanford. So, man, chances are they're going to be ranked. That'll give you one. Duke, I think Duke's going to be ranked at that point in time. But that's not, you know, it's Duke. But that'll make you feel good. Who knows what's going to happen to Florida State? Between now and then, Florida State has a huge game with Miami. And so maybe Florida State's ranked in the top 10 in the country. That would go an awful long way in Death Valley to win that game. Then you got to go to Louisville, who I expect to be ranked by then. So, yeah, you got chances. Furman won't tell you anything. You got chances, but to really, truly get the taste out of your mouth from Saturday night, you got to win in Columbia. If you beat all those teams and you lose to LSU and South Carolina, there's a bad taste in your mouth.
That would be ruined season.
Right.
I mean, you're not happy with the 2025 season if you lose LSU and South Carolina.
Right.
After also the last season, Georgia and South Carolina.
Right, 100%.
And really, Cade hasn't had a good South Carolina game. I mean, the one win he has was a baseball game.
Yeah, he threw for 100 yards. You know? Dabo told Garrett, don't throw the ball, run it.
So, well,
he didn't tell him that this past weekend.
Must have told him the opposite this weekend.
Yeah, he didn't tell him that this weekend.
I am definitely shocked that what happened. I mean, 14, 55 seconds, and they only gave the running back one that they sold us on.
I'll tell you this.
Know, they sold us on run back one, and Adam Randall actually, you know, had success in his limited sample size.
Yeah, how do you
know?
How do you know?
Well, I know. I'll tell you this. I know that he had success because he, in one of the five running plays, okay, two of the five running plays, one was a 7-yard first down that continued the ball going and also set up five really good passes, all right, in that same drive. They didn't score, I don't think, but still, it started something. Two, one of the other five runs he had was a second effort after he got slammed on the goal line to get a touchdown, the only touchdown in the game. And then, by the way, one of his receptions, his three receptions, was an 11-yard third down and nine or so first down conversion.
Yeah.
So in the limited sample size you gave the man, he actually kept the ball going and scored the only touchdown. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not angry at or frustrated at Adam Randall at all.
No,
I mean,
not his fault.
But the fact that you just, I mean, that was some PlayStation 5 stuff. To go 29 minutes without running the ball to your running back is some PlayStation stuff. That to me is not a $2 million Broyles award winning kind of play calling, in my opinion. I mean, that to me is what you do on a video game. And I don't understand that at all. I was shocked, and I'm still shocked. But Texter also says, another Texter gets in and says, what if LSU turns out to be really good?
Oh, that's the biggest key, the biggest takeaway of the game. Mm-hmm. I mentioned on Monday, the biggest takeaway of the game is LSU, their speed, their athleticism, they have parts. They have a great quarterback. They have a really, really good running back. They have elite wide receivers. The offensive line is better than we thought. Their secondary, mm-hmm. rebuilt secondary, their all their transfer portals on defense, their scheme on offense, their scheme on defense. The number one take from Saturday night in that game was LSU's much, much better than we thought. But that doesn't make me feel any better about Clemson.
Well, they have so many weapons that they're frustrated. So on Locked On, I get a lot of LSU fans that get into my comments on YouTube, and they were frustrated because they do have a lot of weapons. I mean, Chris Hilton didn't do anything. He had a fumble. You know, Berrian Brown had a touchdown brought back that they're still frustrated with. He actually had two touchdowns. I think he had a touchdown. Tre'Davious Green had a touchdown that they think was, you know, brought back as well. You know, they had, like you said, they have three running backs. One's a true freshman. They definitely have weapons, and then they have Garrett Nussmeier, who's probably going to be the top quarterback picked out of the country. Did you know that did you see my passing chart? I did a passing chart for LSU this time, mm-hmm. as well as Clemson over on X. And they had 15, he was 15 for 15 behind the line of scrimmage. Out of 28 completions, 15 for 15 behind the line of scrimmage.
We should be 15 for 15 rounds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Cade was 3 of 6, but.
Well, that's Cade. If you're an NFL quarterback, you don't throw 3 of 6 from behind the line of scrimmage. That's easy. There's no defense back there. It's like throwing air against air. You know, like,
well, they were 15 of 15 behind the line of scrimmage, and they had they're 22 of 28 with in 6 or less yards. So, you know,
how many times did he throw it all together?
He threw it 38 times.
So. 28 of 38 were less than 6 yards.
22 of his 28 completions were less than 6 yards.
Mm. He's 6 completions more than 6 yards downfield.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
that's football nowadays, though. That's the thing about quarterbacks. We're asking these guys, oh, man, this guy's got a rocket arm. You and I can throw it 6 yards.
But, Mickey, that's where I kind of – my first thought was we just got rid of an offensive coordinator that was doing those kind of plays.
Yeah, look.
Was that a mistake?
No. That's not the point there. I mean, if you look at it, Georgia won 2 national championships by throwing bubble screens. But the fact is, it was Darnell Washington and Brock Bowers blocking for McConkie on a bubble screen. Like, if you got those two unicorns blocking on a bubble screen,
right,
then that's
right.
A hell of a play call.
Yeah, right.
It's not. It's not. I mean, most of it is personnel.
So it's the Jimmies and Jeffs.
Most of the time. I mean, even as bad as the game we think was called, Dabo made some very, very good points on Tuesday where he pointed out about 10 plays in that game, maybe more than that, maybe I'm pointing out 15 plays in that game where if you have executed, it would work. And about 5 of them where if you had executed, it would have been a touchdown.
It would have been you said 5, right? I knew of 2, so if there's a lot that could have been a touchdown.
Yes.
So here's my
thing. So the point there is, yeah, as bad as the play calling is, as bad as the scheme was, you think it all, it's still, if you just execute, that's why 90% of football is execution. Now, can a more talented player execute better than a less talented player? Yeah. Can a better play call get in a better position to execute? Yeah. But it still comes down to, like, you have to, guess what? In a run play, have to block the right guy. You have to hit the right hole. You have to have balance. You have to break a tackle, make somebody miss. In the passing game, you have to protect. You have to pick the right receiver. You have to throw the ball accurately, and you have to catch the ball accurately. Like, those are, of all the play calls, I mentioned this on yesterday's show. Any of those play calls you disagreed with that did not work, if you'd have froze the moment in time and said, Coach Riley, why are you calling this play right now? What he would have said to you is, okay, we see the defense here. We think The personnel and defense is showing us this. We've studied their personnel, their defensive ends getting upfield too quick. We think we can hit on an underneath run here. And we like the fact if we could pull this guy over here, we think that we can spring something here, and we get about 5 yards on first down. And we think that the inside linebacker, we can seal him because he tends to take over this way with the first step. Like, he can talk you into the, oh, man, okay, I like it. This is going to be a good play call. And then one guy misses a block, and you go, man, that's a terrible play call.
Right. You know, there was one that I put over on X that so they were on the 29-yard line.
Yeah.
And getting close to the red zone in there, and LSU comes out in basically like a 7 defensive back look, and Riley calls a handoff to Adam Randall from right to left. And on the line of scrimmage, they had a tight end, Christian Benteker, on the left side. So it was 6-5 on the line of scrimmage. So they had numbers. On the left side of Ryan Linthicum, it was 3-2. So they had numbers on that side that they were running to. So the scheme was, and the play call was set up. Would you not think 3-2 would win?
You would think.
You would think. Well, guess what? The defensive end juked out Benton Kerr and Lee. They both ran into each other.
Yeah.
And then he went by him. The defensive tackle put Colin Sadler in the ground.
Yeah.
And he went by him.
Yeah,
so and Adam Randall had a -2 yards. If those two guys would have been blocked, the only guy in Adam Randall's way was A.J. Halsey, and he was at the goalpost playing deep.
Yeah. That's something. When you go back and watch it, you'll go, oh, my gosh.
That hurts.
It's like if just one of the guys makes it.
Just one. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's that. You know, what did you say you have? And this is the thing. It gets frustrating as a fan because we keep saying the same things. Like, we keep seeing the same things. You know, what do we say? We have five nickels and not a quarter or something like that. You remember how we used to say that about
offensive linemen.
Yeah, yeah, we have that. But, you know,
you got five nickels, but you don't have a quarter.
Yeah. So it's like, I kind of feel like, aren't we just treading water in a lot of ways?
Well, again, you would think with experience that they had there. You think that Tristan Lee and Sadler and some of those guys would have played better. I mean, going to a game, they've shown you that. I mean, same thing in quarterback. He's shown you in big games that he's been able to do it. The Texas game, if you took that Texas game, last time you saw him, you said he's taking these steps forward, and then so he's ready to take the next step. But there's not always the next step.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not always the next step. The next step's not always a forward step, let me say that. Because we're human beings.
We do talk about the Texas game, but, I mean, overall, I think what you see is what you get. You know, I mean, it's kind of like can't teach an old dog new tricks.
No,
you're going to get these mistakes. And the best thing Garrett Riley can do is try to scheme away from the weaknesses.
Oh, sure.
And I don't think he did a good job with that. But,
no.
But, you know, Cade,
I mean, in
to
his
me,
defense,
is Cade at this point.
In his defense, I don't expect this run game to look like Jim Brown and the 67 Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think this is going to be a great running football team. But with that said, you can't call a game that – it looked like he's calling it like you're down 28-3.
It did. It felt like they were down 3 touchdowns and it was a tie game.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And I'm going to tell you one other quick thing. I mentioned this on yesterday's show. Whenever Clemson misses a field goal – it always snowballs into bad times. Louisville last year, it takes so much air out of the team, out of the where things going. If you just make the field goal, you're up 2 scores in the middle of the third quarter. You're up 2 scores when you miss that field goal.
And that loosens everything up. It just relaxes.
Yeah, you've got a 10-point lead now. Now LSU's calling it like you're down 28-3. I don't know, man. A lot in there. Hey, Burns Digital Media, you want ROI on your advertising to look better, you want a higher ROI, you want a more efficient look there, let the team, Zach and the team over here, and Amy, they do a terrific job with it. Burns Digital Media, it's incredible people doing incredible things. Burns Digital Media is an awesome company. Look, the bottom line is this, that these people know the geofencing stuff. They can get you on the big screen, the small screen, the radio, the app stuff. They're going to take care of you. You're going to absolutely love it. So great friends over at Burns Digital Media. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising page, learn more about Burns digital media and how they can help your company. Open phone lines for the next four segments. We got a Dr. Mick question coming up today. You got me one of those?
I'll get you one.
Okay, give me one of those at 7:05 maybe. And a bunch of phone calls, a bunch of texts. Got a lot to do here on a very busy Thursday show with Morgan Thomas and Mickey Plott after this.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens at the Market at the Mill. Buy, sell, and trade Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, guns, knives, ammo, and more. This weekend, Great American Gun Show, Market at the Mill, Pumpkin Town Highway, Pickens.
High school football is in full swing, and our new marketing partners with Whataburger are all in this season, sponsoring high school football every Friday night on The Roar. We're taking Facts on Sports on the road today with a live show at the new Whataburger location in Anderson, 2900 North Main Street. Join me and John Hyde as we preview the Troy at Clemson game and talk about all things football across the spectrum. That's Facts on Sports live in Anderson today at Anderson Whataburger, 9 a.m. until noon.
I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time. It's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks. Then tee it up under the lights with friends in our Par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster Roast starts at 5:30. Shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause. Supporting Clemson University and our community.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I'm asking this, and this is a sincere question because I just can't remember. Did you get an engineer sleep bed after I told you to or not?
Yeah, I got the one, you know, the
Today mattress.
Yeah. The one that's like you just pick it up and go.
Yeah. So you like it. It's good?
Yeah, downstairs. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. There you go. Both guys on this side of things, you got Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Love them. 333 North Pleasant Bird Drive. That's where you went. You picked it out, and you absolutely love them. Did the guy come stay at your house at one full, like 2 or 3 weeks or something? You had a guy, he's supposed to, some instructor or something, could be there for like a month.
I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he stayed a month?
Yep.
And you put him on Engineer Sleep bed.
It's all coming back to me now. It's like a year ago when I first started.
Yeah.
Now I'm a flight instructor myself.
I know.
Can't
now you stay on other people's beds. Hope they got Engineer Sleep beds. The very best in business. Hey, get Engineer Sleep. Get this ES Duo, Morgan. The next time you and your wife, y'all need a new mattress, man, you're going to love this ES Duo. It is the best mattress in the world. It is several thousand dollars cheaper than what you're going to see from some of these others. I have a family member that spent over 10 grand on a mattress. And then I told Jay and Davis Orders about it. Goes, oh, they got duped, man. That whole thing's a scam. It's like, what? He goes, yeah, let me tell you about it. So anyway, Engineer Sleep, check them out, engineersleep.com. How about this? 3638, just bought my second Engineer Sleep mattress. Of course you did. Congratulations, 3638. Surprise, you're up already this morning. She'll be sleeping right now. Good stuff. Clark is in Greenwood, South Carolina. 654-ROAR, phone lines are open. Clark, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
Doing all right?
Yeah, pretty good. It's Thursday. I got one more day this week, and it'll be a nice weekend.
Good.
Hope this Saturday's better than last Saturday.
It will be. I will guarantee you this. It will be better. Clemson will play much better, and it'll be much better. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was talking to Morgan, and you probably remember it. We're probably about the same age. But back in the day when they first brought Charlie Whitehurst in, I can't remember who it was against. And he threw for, like, I think it was 405 yards, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And everybody was at the point where, when's he going to get him in? When's he going to get him in? This quarterback spot isn't working. It was the same thing with Trevor. It finally worked out with Trevor. And I don't know if you remember a couple years ago when we lost to Duke, the opening game, and then the next weekend, I'm not sure who it was against, when Klubnik dropped back and he threw a ball up in the air, and the kid, like, it was like a pick six. I can't remember who that team was. But what I'm getting at what point are we going to give Vezina a shot? I mean, he talks so highly about Vezina all the time. Give the kid a shot. If it works out, it's great. I mean, because this has been going on for 3 years, and we're seeing the same thing out of Klubnik. Love the kid, great kid, but he's a quarterback, but he's not a field general, and there's a big difference. Would you have rather had Garrett Nussmeier the other night on Clemson's side and Klubnik on the other side?
Oh, sure.
It's just – there's no point. It's like he gets – into
Clark.
Rest, though. But let me – when he's – okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you had Charlie Whitehurst, though, you're about Willie Simmons in the game up in Duke back in 2000
– Right, yeah.
2001-ish. Anyway – But, yeah, if you're going to give me Garrett Nussmeier, yeah. But if you're going to give me Christopher Vezina, no. It's two different animals. Nussmeier's going to be the very first pick in the draft.
Okay. Do you think Vezina could come in and do better than Kay Klubnik right now? And I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go at that. Love the show.
Thank you, Clark.
And I'm just going to hear what you got to say.
Appreciate the comment. No, I don't. And I don't think it's close. You don't want Vezina starting at Clemson right now. It's not even close.
Are you taking him to Baton Rouge?
Well, I mentioned this before.
In 2026?
I've got good sources from both ends saying that Clemson and LSU next year, both starting with a new quarterback, will not play in week one. They're either going to move the game back to week two or both teams will play week zero. They'll agreed upon that because they don't want to open up against each other with new quarterbacks.
Really?
Yeah, Clemson. So Clemson will either play in week zero next year.
And I didn't know it was that easy to do.
Oh, yeah.
Move around like that.
Yeah, you can do that for sure. But right now, I think that's a story to be written. And to me, that is one of the biggest things. We talked about this in the preseason. Is that you'll see, hopefully, you'll see at least a quarter of him this week. And then maybe against Syracuse, North Carolina, Boston College, you'll see more of him. And maybe against Furman, you'll see more of him. But he's got to show something in the games, or else you got to go portal at quarterback next year. I mean, if he – you can't go into a season without him playing a whole lot this year and go with Tate Reynolds and Chris Denson and Trent Pierman and Christopher Vezina.
I mean, I agree. I think what worries me is – or concerns me. I'm not really that worried about it. But concerns me as a football fan is, you know, this the saying of, well, we like the guys we have. Well, the guys you have,
I like them, but I like the other guys better.
You're treading water. You feel like you're treading water.
Well, no, I like them.
At least I do.
But I like Garrett Nussmeier better. Now you can't go get Garrett Nussmeier. I'm not saying that. But you know there will be better quarterbacks available. And we saw this past weekend. We saw a bunch of really good portal quarterbacks again. But now if the guy comes out and looks great in the games you see him and can build upon that, then, yeah, you can go into next year in Baton Rouge in game two with Chris Vezina. But right now, what you've seen, that story's to be written. That is one of the most important parts of the season, is how what that's going to look like. I would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think someone said, you know, also Cade's much more mobile than CV.
I don't agree with that.
I don't know. And I also say, like, well, mobility is also kind of hurting you, because what do we hear from the post game? He scrambled from a clean pocket. Well, then that's where mobility actually hurts you.
Yeah, but look, if the Vezina does one really good thing in that, he's a really good runner. He's a very good athlete. Where Vecina's got to take the next step is throwing the football accurately. And throwing the football on time. And something I hadn't seen from a whole lot yet is it kind of stays in there too long. And you got to come back. That thing's got to go on time. Or else, again, you got to go explore that portal. I mean, Oklahoma changed how they looked. And look, that means, you know, got to go spend a bunch of money on it. But you're going to have money to spend, because Cade's $2 or $3 million, three and a half, whatever it is coming off the books. Let me get Hal up next, 654 Roar. Hey, Hal, how you doing, buddy? Got NFL season tonight, Hal. You going to be able to watch the game tonight?
Yeah. Anyway, what happened? Well, anyway, it's my football season already. And I mean, there's already a couple of things I miss about football already. I wish Clemson would go back to opening up with the Wofford or Presbyterian or Newberry.
Yeah, they'll do that next year. They're going to go back to that next year. Yeah.
I mean, I wish they would do that instead of having to open up the big college, because – I mean, for example, if Clemson and Georgia been, they met during around late October, early November, Clemson might have had, I mean, last year's game, Clemson could have gone toe-to-toe with at least in a game that was in Charlotte, DJ could have picked six.
Yep.
I mean, the outcome might have been different. And Ben Tepper, I couldn't believe he had released, I mean, and they're to release Hunter Renfro. You know, they need to keep him. You know, and they trade Adam Thielen and to Minnesota. And be Peterson, how it turns out for Minnesota. But I can think about when Dallas traded away Herschel Walker for Butch Strapish, and Dallas benefited most of it from what happened. And it'd be interesting to see if the Panthers can benefit from trading away Adam Thielen, and they get a couple extra draft picks as a result.
Yeah, didn't they re-sign him? No, he's with the Panthers now. Didn't they re-sign him? He's back with the Renfro's back, Renfro. Right? Yeah.
Renfro.
Yeah, he's re-signed through all that. And on the Clemson stuff, and Hal, appreciate the phone call. On the Clemson stuff, you know, a lot of people say, if you win that first game, it's great. If you lose that first game, you're like, no, I don't want to play that anymore. On the quarterback stuff, though, Morgan, is quickly, and we'll go over this in more depth next hour. Carson Beck looked pretty good for Miami, and John Mateer looked pretty good up for Oklahoma, and Tommy Castellanos looked pretty good for Florida State. Jackson Arnold looked pretty good for Auburn, and Joey Aguilar looked pretty good for Tennessee. Darian Mensah from Duke looked great. And the Dampier kid from New Mexico to Utah, that looked pretty good to me. And the kid from Cal that went to Oregon, he looked really good to me. There's a bunch of good quarterbacks out there to be transferring. So that is a story to be written this year, Vecina or transfer portal for next year. I think that's a huge story. Hey, Roosters, RoostersMGC.com. Get in touch with them. They're going to love to help you out when it comes to getting your haircut like a man. Men, go to Roosters Men's Grooming Center, Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville. Start your day off right. Start your week off right. Start your school year off right. Get your little cub over there. Let them take care of that. Seven-step facial, the straight razor shave. Back. Hey, you got it all tightened up over there, Morgan. You got looking kind of high and tight. I like it. RoostersMGC.com. Go by and see those good folks. Love to hear from you. Hour number two when you come back after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues.